Welcome. I'm glad to have you with me here at Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and today we're looking at Genesis 4, verses 2 through 5. Listen to Genesis 4, verses 2 through 5. And Abel became a keeper of flocks, while Cain was a tiller of soil. And it happened after some time had passed that Cain brought some of the fruit of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel likewise brought some of the firstborn of his flocks, the choicest of them. And the Lord looked upon Abel and his offering with favor, but upon Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. While we might have all sorts of questions about life back then, it is not Moses' purpose to give us a detailed account of early mankind. He wants to show how immediately after the fall into sin, the hostility between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed showed itself, which the Lord had foretold in 3 verse 15. He wants to show how sin increased, but grace increased all the more. At some point, Adam and Eve's family began to bring offerings to the Lord. This appears to have been a spontaneous, self-chosen expression of faith in and gratitude toward God, an expression that God also honored and later upheld by regulating it on Mount Sinai. So what was the difference between Cain's offering and Abel's? Though Cain brought produce and Abel brought animals, this was not the point of distinction. Moses also says that Abel brought his offering from the firstborn and from the choicest of them, but that in itself says nothing about Cain's offering and thus does not give us the difference either. The difference is this. When people bring offerings to the Lord first looks upon the person and only then at the person's offering. Notice the wording in the verse, looked upon Abel and his offering, upon Cain and his offering. He does not do it the other way around, looking first at their offering and then at the person. And he saw that Abel gave his offering with a heart of faith in God's promises, while Cain did not, as Hebrews 11 verse 4 makes clear. Let's pray. Lord, we often deceive ourselves with the notion that you first look at our actions and then at us. And so we think that we can use our actions to influence how you look at us and act toward us. Remind us that you first look at our hearts and then at what we do, so that we do not insult you by trying to earn that which you graciously give. Refresh our hearts with your gracious promises and increase our trust in them, so that you may be pleased not just with our offerings, but with all that we do. For Jesus' sake alone, amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.